Father in heaven, loving, gracious, and merciful Lord, we come to you now in your presence, Lord, in this prayer in a humble manner. Always, Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you bestowed upon each and every one of us, Lord, and we thank you for the physical blessings, and also thank you for the spiritual blessings, most importantly, Lord. Thank you for the salvation that you have planned for us, Lord, sending your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, who died for us for the remission of our many sins, Lord. Thank you that for the salvation that we have in him, as long as, Lord, we choose to remain faithful until the end. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word in which you have given to us, Lord, as your wisdom, Lord. Please bless me now as I share the word to everyone, this lesson that that is prepared, Lord, for our brothers and sisters. Give us the wisdom once again, Lord, that comes from you as we go over this lesson. And at this time, Lord, we always continue to pray for the people who are affected by the pandemic, Lord, those who are sick, and everyone that and many other illnesses, Lord, other than COVID, Lord, all of our many brothers and sisters that are affected, Lord, please extend to them your healing hands if that is in your will, Lord. And same for our doctors and nurses all over the world who are taking care of many patients. We pray that you strengthen their health and protect them themselves from getting sick. And we continue to pray for the many victims of many other tragedies in the world, Lord, of war, of floods, typhoons, hurricanes, fires, and some of whom also are brothers and sisters in Christ who were affected by these many things. We hope that even in these difficult times, your children will view it as a call to be even more closer to you and to do more for your kingdom. Guide us now as we study. Forgive us all from our sins. All of these things we offer in this prayer in the sweetest name of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Okay, so once again, Happy New Year. Good evening from Los Angeles, where I come from. Good morning naman po sa mga nakikinig in the Philippines and other parts of Asia. And good afternoon pa dito. It's 5:16. So good evening naman sa mga kapatid po na nasa East Coast. And so let's get straight to our lesson, mga kapatid. And as you know from our announcement, the title of the lesson that I prepared is God Shall Wipe Away All Tears. And I based that from the scripture in Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. Actually, kasing picture na nakuha ko, verse 8 lang yung kinuha eh. But it will be based in Isaiah 25, verses 8 and verse 9. So, yun po ang pinagbasihan ng lesson po natin. At this time, I prepared this because I've heard about the many brothers and sisters who have passed away. Most of the time pa is or some are sudden passing because of COVID, families and friends that have passed away because of the pandemic. And this pandemic has really taken its toll, right? Many of us have known family and friends who have lost their lives because of it. It's not even over yet. There are still some brothers and sisters, other friends, other family are still in the same boat. So let's continue to pray for them, for healing, kapatid. No, hindi naman, especially amongst our brothers and sisters, we know, you know, we take comfort na they will be in a better place. But if we can, let's pray for their health and their healing. But most of all, let's pray for each other's faith, you know, that it doesn't weaken, that it doesn't falter despite our loss and the many hardships and challenges we face. And then on top of all that, at least in this country, you know, there's so There's a political divide, right, in this country. You know, people losing their lives in protests, both the right-wing groups and the left-wing groups and many other things. You know, there are just so many things happening. But just know that for us Christians, you know, as long as we continue to stay with the Lord and continue to be faithful and obedient to Him and His Word, God will eventually wipe away all of our fears. Now, which gets us to our topic at this time. Again, I would like to read Isaiah chapter 25, verses 8 and 9, which will be our main passage. Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9. I will be reading it in the New King James Version. Isaiah says, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of His people He will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for Him. We will be glad and rejoice in His salvation." So this will be our main passage. And obviously this passage is part of a prophecy, right? It was a message of hope and promise to the Jews, actually, to the Jews that their suffering is only for a time, right? Their people are going to be taken away, but eventually they will be back in Jerusalem. And yet, this scripture is also a prophecy concerning a bigger picture, right? It is a promise to all of God's children, to all Christians. There was a parallel passage in Revelation chapter 21 in verse 4. Revelation chapter 21. Verse 4, when John had a vision of the new Jerusalem, in other words, in heaven, all of God's children's tears will be wiped away, right? And Jesus will reign supreme over all of us. So Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, it says, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away," right? So it's almost the same, right? That's the bigger picture, right? It's the same prophecy. That's the bigger picture. Obviously, Isaiah says it, you know, it's originally for the Jews, but in the bigger picture, it's also for all of the children of God. That's the bigger picture, that all of God's children's tears will be wiped away. And that is such a comforting thought for all of us Christians, that Jesus will wipe away all of our tears. So this time, let's take some time to take a look at this prophetic scripture and look at what Isaiah is trying to say, and let's figure out what kinds of tears our Lord will wipe away. Right? There will be better days coming for all of God's faithful children, and I want you to know that all of the weeping and the sorrow will not last forever. That all the trials, the heartaches will come to an end one of these days, and that God's children are going home. And when we arrive there in heaven, God will take his great handkerchief. I can't really imagine if we're actually still going to have tears, you know, once we get there, right? You know, it just means that we will have peace and comfort. Right? God will wipe away our tears. Here are the kinds of tears our Lord will wipe away, at least according to our main passage this morning. And so if you look at the first part of Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, I will read it again. Just the first part, it says, "He will swallow up death forever." Right? So that means God will wipe away the tears of death. Right? And death has such a universal impact, di ba, mga kapatid? And many live in fear of death and dying. In fact, we will all experience a physical death unless Jesus comes back before that happens. If we go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the writer of Hebrews, in Hebrews 9, verse 27, he said, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment," right? So we will die once, right? If Jesus doesn't come back in our lifetime, we will die a physical death. We will all die once. And ever since man sinned in the Garden of Eden, man has been dying a physical death, right? It's one of the consequences of Adam and Eve, right? Our ancient parents, because of their disobedience, right? We were created perfectly to live together with God for eternity, but man sinned, right? And then the consequences, right? Men have to till the land and work to eat. And then women have the pain of childbirth. And then also the consequence of physical death, right? If you look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, yun po ang sinasabi doon. Genesis 3, 19, in the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. Right? So you will work for your food. And then after that, you will work, you know, until you return to the ground, right? And we've all seen physical death, right? By family and or friends, right? It's not a pleasant feeling to be left behind by loved ones. And we've all been affected by it at one point of our lives. And again, if the Lord doesn't return in our lifetimes, we will experience it personally. So I understand, you know, why some have the fear of physical death, right? But we don't have to fear. Jesus experienced it, right? And Jesus has conquered death for his people. He rose from the dead, right, in 3 days. And then he spent 40 days with his disciples and he was taken up to heaven. And for all the faithful children of God, there will also be a resurrection of the dead. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 49 through 55. 1 Corinthians 15, 49 through 55. We will see in the scripture that just as Jesus rose from the dead, there will also be a resurrection of the dead for his people. 49 through 55. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. Then when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. And look at this, mga kapatid, death has been swallowed up in victory. Which comes from our main passage in Isaiah 25, verse 8. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? That one comes from Hosea chapter 13, verse 14, if you look at the footnote. So this means, mga kapatid, that God's people do not have to fear death, right? We will be changed, it says, right, from perishable to imperishable. From mortal to immortal, right? When Jesus comes back, all of those who have died will rise again. And those who are still alive, their forms will also be changed from perishable to an imperishable form. With God, we will not have to fear death, right? There's nothing to fear. Apostle Paul did not fear death himself. He said in Philippians 1, verses 21 through 23. So Paul says in Philippians 1, verses 21 through 23, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. You know, so in this scripture, Apostle Paul, he's actually torn, right? Ang sabi niya, you know, if I am to die, well, that would be better for me. I will be closer to Christ. But if I were to stay, you know, I will keep on doing this fruitful labor. You know, so for Paul, who's a faithful Christian, physical death is better because a faithful Christian desires to be with Christ. Actually, if you continue to read that scripture, Paul says, for me to stay here on earth is fine too, right? Because you need me, right? That means, you know, he's saying, you know, I can continue to serve you and preach to you the word of God, right? And that's such a great mindset to have as Christians, right? To have as a Christian. If I stay here, I'll serve God, you know, in the church. And if I die and I've been a faithful Christian, that means I'll be with the Lord and I'll be closer to Jesus Christ, right? And finally, when Paul's journey was about to end, let's look at what he said right here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And at this time, he was in prison, right? He knows that his journey is about to end. He knows that he will be killed. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Paul says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." That word departure, in that scripture, the Greek word that Paul used for his death is that very word, departure. In the Greek, it has a literal translation of, you know, when this, it's actually used, this word is actually used by sailors. They use that word to speak about loosening the moorings. Ang sabi sa Greek, loosening the moorings, yun yung parang mga ropes that you use in the boat to set sail for a new destination. Parang naglalayag, right? So it means that Paul didn't see death, you know, as a sad end to life, right? But as a new adventure, para lang siyang naglalakbay sa panibagong mundo. You know, that's how he saw his death. It's just a departure, right? But he saw it as a new adventure and as a doorway into the presence of God. You know, so where Christians are trying to go is a place where death is no more. Right, never again will we have to follow a loved one to the cemetery. Never again will we view them in their coffins or put their remains in the crematorium, you know, as they do it today, I guess. I don't know how you can't even see your loved one. You know, if they died from COVID, you can't even see them, right? But never again will we experience that. Never again will death take hold on those we love. There will never be tears over death again. There will be no more tears of death, Makapatid. That's the first kind of tears that he will take away, at least according to our main passage in Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9. There will be no more tears of death. The second kind of tears that God will wipe away, so going back to Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, the second part of that verse, it says, "And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces." Right? So that means God will also wipe away tears of despair. Right? This verse just reminds me that this world is a land of weeping and a land of suffering. In this world, our hearts will be broken and that's inevitable. Di natin siya maiiwasan. We will never be perfect as well. We will sin. And sometimes we ourselves will put ourselves in trouble. You know, problems will always come to us. Let's look at what Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Right? So it's very clear. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. You will have trouble. That means there will always be tears, and you can't get around it. But what I like in the scriptures, and what Jesus said, is that he said, be of good cheer, Sabina, don't worry, you know, because I have overcome the world. So that means the only way we can escape, or are at least able to handle the tears, the sufferings that we experience, is if we draw closer to Jesus Christ. And there's no other way, right, mga kapatid? Even in the midst of a heartbreak now, Jesus gives us the victory, right, if we follow him. Let's look at what Paul says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. "Or because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" Right? So, in this scripture, Paul had some kind of sickness, right? We don't know what that sickness is. He just said, "There's a thorn in my flesh," sabi niya, no? But nonetheless, he was sick, right? He had some kind of sickness. And he pleaded the Lord to take it away from him, right? Three times, right? But the Lord replied to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." And Paul says, "I will boast all the more about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." So Apostle Paul, he praised God all the more, right? We will never be able to get around suffering, right, of our tears. But he praised God all the more. Because when we suffer, that's when we have to hold on to him even more, right? And actually, Job did the same thing, right? Job chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. Job 1, verses 20 through 21, this was the time when he lost his flock, and then he lost his servants, he lost his riches, and then he also lost all of his children. And he said in verses 20 and 21, Job chapter 1, "And Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground in worship. And he said, 'Naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.'" Right? And this was actually all the way from the Old Testament. And some people, some Bible experts say that Job is probably the oldest book in the Bible. Right? So that is even more amazing, you know, looking at Job's character, right? Him and Paul, both Paul and Job, in their infirmities, praised God even more, right? You know, people have this misconception that, you know, when everything is going well for you, you're blessed, right? And that's true, you know. All those blessings came from God, right? But many people think that when you're suffering, well, God must not be there for you. That is not true. God is always there in any circumstances, right? So whether everything's going well for you or when everything's not going well for you, always praise the Lord. You know, as the prophet said in Isaiah 25, right? "A day will come when Jesus himself will wipe away all tears." Actually, when we're suffering, that's when we are aware of his presence, right? Again, Revelation 21 verse 4, right? That was reiterated that God himself will wipe away all of our tears. It will happen to all of the faithful children of God. Our tears will be wiped away. Another kind of tears that God will wipe away are, if we go back to Isaiah 25, verse 8, and the last part of Isaiah 25, verse 8. So we talked about two kinds of tears already, right? Tears of despair, and then the first one is tears of death, right? And so the third one is here in the third part of Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. Actually, let's read it from the beginning, from verse 8. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And this is the third part of verse 8. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. Right? So, according to the scripture, that the third kind of tears that God will wipe away are the tears of mockery, the tears of disparagement, of slander from the world. Right? It's disparagement. Actually, I looked it up. It means mockery, slander, belittlement. Right. So, again, if you look at the third part of verse 8, it says the rebuke of his people he will take away. Right. That means God will take away those who mock us, those who slander us, those who persecute us. And in this scripture, God speaks of the trials his people endure simply because they are his people. He's saying that a day is coming when his people will not experience the rebuke of his people anymore, right? And that is such a comforting thought. Right now, it's very unpopular in our world for a person to declare their faith in Jesus, right? In the world's eyes, sa mata ng mundo, it's not politically correct, right? Quote unquote, right? It's not politically correct for us to say that Jesus is the only way of salvation. That's what they think. The world thinks that we are narrow-minded and too exclusive, right? Especially denominations, right? Denominations are more inclusive, right? They say something like this, you know, if you're gay or you're lesbian, you're welcome to worship with us, right? We won't judge. They say things that are popular to the world, right? But the pure, unadulterated word of God is not popular. You know, the world mocks us for our faith. You know, they ridicule us for our stand on the Bible. They laugh at us. They call us old-fashioned because we have moral standards. We believe sex should be reserved for the marriage bed, and they call us, old-fashioned. No, actually, I look up another word, prudish. They call us prudish. Ang ibig sabihin po pala noon ng word of prudish is easily shocked by matters relating to sex or nudity. No, parang nagugulat sila, ang sensitive mo naman eh. That's just fashion, you know, that's the fashion of today, you know, you don't have, but you know, that just means that we are being desensitized by what we see, right? They think we are easily shocked by that kind of stuff. But, you know, the Bible says, you know, be modest, right? We also believe marriage is reserved for men and women, and the world says we are out of touch. We believe it's wrong to drink and use drugs, and they say we are out of step, you know, we are out of step with the world. And, well, they're definitely right. We are out of step with the world, and we should be out of step with the world. Now they don't mind us preaching all of these things in the church, but napansin niyo yun, kapatid, at least in our world today, and we live in a very peaceful period of history, right? They don't mind us preaching all of these things in the church, but when we try to share the gospel message in the world, when we try to preach this message to them, they go crazy, right? And they do not want to hear that they are sinners in need of a Savior. And anyone who tries to tell them otherwise will be persecuted. But then again, that's exactly what Paul says, right? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, Paul says, "Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Right? So, one way or a form, we will suffer persecution of the rebuke of his people, right? So it's to be expected, but the day is coming when those who do not know the Lord Jesus will wish they did, will wish that they did know him. There's a day coming when even famous people, world leaders, together with all of the vilest sinners will cry out for protection to shield them from Jesus and his wrath. Actually, that is mentioned in Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through 17. Revelation 6, verses 12 through 17, again, John's vision. We're going to read what he saw. Revelation 6, verses 12 through 17. "I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. And the stars in the sky fell to earth as figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The heavens receded like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. And the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can withstand it?'" Right? So, there will be a day when it will be desirable to be found in Jesus Christ. So, mga kapatid, don't be ashamed of your relationship, you know, with Jesus. And the scripture says that too, right? Don't be ashamed. Whether it be at your place of employment, at the school where you work, you know, or where you study, or house where you live, be glad that you know him. But that day will come when he will remove the disgrace of his people, the rebuke of his people. And the best place to be on that day is in Jesus Christ, saved and secured by his blood, right? So going back to our main scripture, in Isaiah 25, verses 8 and 9. Right, so we talked about the tears of death, the tears of despair, and the tears of and then Isaiah 25, verse 9. Yes, the tears of mockery, yeah, disparagement. So in verse 9, at least according to the main passage that we have, the tears that God will wipe away are mentioned here in verse 9. "Will be said in that day, 'Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.'" Right? So that means he will remove tears of distance. Now, what do I mean by that? But the tears of distance. Well, here in verse 9, Isaiah prophesies that Jews will one day see their Savior, right? After having waited on him for thousands of years, right? And they did see him, right? He came. It's just that many of them did not recognize him. They did not acknowledge him. But there are a few who accepted him, right, when he first came. Well, today we are again waiting for our Messiah to come back a second time to save us, right? So, tears of distance, I guess this is how I would explain it, with a question. Don't you sometimes feel, especially when you're struggling so much or at the lowest point in your life, you know, that feeling that you just want the Lord to finally come back and save you? But often, And often what we perceive as his delay in coming causes many to become discouraged. You know, that's when Satan tries, he takes advantage of that feeling. You know, when are you going to come back, Lord? That's when he tries to whisper in your ear, oh, he's not coming. You're wasting your time living for him. Well, I just want to remind you and myself that the devil is a liar, because Jesus will come. And one day, he will bridge the distance. Ayun, he will bridge the distance between us and himself. And he will come to take us home, to be with him forever. Now, that is his plan. That's a promise. Right? Let's look at John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. John 14, verses 1 through 3. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Right? So he will bridge the distance. There will be no more tears of distance. This is God's plan. He's preparing a place for those who are faithful to him. And on that day, he will replace all of our crying, all of our sighing, sufferings, with joy, with comfort, with peace. We will see him and we will spend our eternity praising him, you know, together with the angels and all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, all of them. And isn't that great, mga kapatid? I remember on my birthday, I think just before the pandemic, so that was maybe 2019 of October. On my birthday, I had a dream. I had a dream. So this illustration is kind of very unique kasi hindi siya experience. It's a dream. And in my dream, my family is celebrating my birthday. So I guess I was excited at that time. No? But I don't know. My family in my dream is celebrating my birthday. And I had a visit from my dad in my dream. No, I think alam niyo naman, no? Mentioned before, my dad passed away almost 24 years ago now. Actually, tomorrow is his death anniversary, January 27. It's his death anniversary. So he passed away a long time ago, right? He was an evangelist. He was a faithful Christian. Anyway, out of the blue, in my dreams, my dad visited me for my birthday. And for some reason, I'm aware in my dream that this is a dream, right? So I asked him a question. And yung tanong ko, tinanong ko siya. Sabi ko, Dad, anong ginagawa niyo? Anong ginagawa niyo dyan sa paradise, di ba? Nandoon sila ngayon, di ba? Wala pa sila sa heaven. That's a misconception at times, you know, when we say they're in heaven now. Di pa. Mangyayari pa yung judgment day in his second coming. But those who are faithful have moved on to that world, yeah, the Hadean realm. The faithful brothers and sisters are in paradise. So sabi ko, yun yung tanong ko sa kanya, Dan, anong ginagawa niyo dyan sa paradise? And that dream was so vivid, and he was smiling, and he actually told me, oh, yung ginagawa ko ngayon, madaming akong ginagawa with Peter, with Paul. Oh, there are many good things, sabi niya. So sabi ko, wow, no? Wow naman. Tapos, tatanong ulit ako sa kanya kung ano yung mga good things sana na yun. And then I woke up. So I had I was happy when I woke up, but at the same time, ginising ako ng Panginoon. Ayaw niyang, tinitis ako ng Panginoon. So I woke up, I was wondering, ano kaya yung mga yun? Maybe, I don't know, maybe they have Bible studies there that I don't know. Paano kaya yun? Meron ba silang limit in their memories? O alam na nila yung Bible inside and out? I don't know. Maybe they're composing songs of praises to the Lord. Anyway, I was happy. You know, it was such a great birthday gift. No, so yung gift ko eh, dumating, tulog pa ako. No? So, amazing. So those who have passed on, they're in a better place, man. Patid, no? I also remember that scene in that movie. It's not in the scriptures, but you can probably surmise that that's what happened. Yung that scene when Paul, right? Yung at, yeah, he was in the end of his journey and he passed away. And then welcoming him is Stephen, the very guy he approved of stoning. And he said, welcome home. Welcome, Brother Paul. So anyway, when Jesus comes back, right, there's an even better place, right? There's a mansion with many rooms that was that God, that Jesus have prepared for us. Now, so yes, we are sad that they're no longer with us, but they have moved on to a better place. They're waiting for us, and it's just up to us to follow in their footsteps. Right? So that's the beauty of being a Christian, because death is not the end. It's just another journey, just as Paul says, you know, it's just a departure. So let's continue to praise God. Let's continue to praise God. Let's praise God for his steadfastness. Steadfast means dutifully firm. That means, you know, God will come undoubtedly, right? He's steadfast. It's a promise. It's a plan. Going back to Isaiah 25, verse 9, it says, this is our God. This is the Lord, right? We have waited for him. So the same way Jesus steadfastly came first time, just like how it was prophesied for the Jews, Jesus will come steadfastly a second time for us. It will happen. It's not even a theory. It's set in stone. It will happen. If we go to Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24, Lamentations 3, verses 22 through 24, it says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. Right? And this is actually a song, right? I recognize you. There's a song based exactly from this scripture, Lamentations 3, 22 through 24. So let's wait for him, right? His compassions never fail. Not the least of his promises to us will go unfulfilled. He will take care of you in this life, and he will transport you to his home in heaven when the time comes. So let's praise God also for his sovereignty, right? His supreme power. Again, Isaiah 25, verse 9, we'll see those words. This is our God. This is our Lord. Right? And it reminds us that he is in absolute control. Right? It may get tough at times, but God is directing our steps. It's exactly what it says in Psalm 37, 23 and 24. Psalm 37, 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Right? And this is a Psalm of David, right? It says God directs our steps. A good man, right? The steps of a good man are directed by the Lord. Those who delights in him, he guides them. In the New Testament, there's a similar passage by Paul. In Romans 8:28, Paul says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, right? So, again, God will take care of those who love him, those who do his will. Actually, meron isang scripture doon before verse 28. Let's see. It's not in my outline, but ayun, verse 18, Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Right? Wow. So let's praise God, mga kapatid, no, for taking us to a place where sufferings will not come. Those sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed, right? So God, you know, is in He's in control. And lastly, mga kapatid, let's praise Him for His salvation. Again, Isaiah 25, verse 9. In the end, it says, we will be glad and rejoice in His salvation, right? So let's praise God for sending Jesus to die for us on that cross. Let's pray Him for calling us and saving us, right? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. By grace you have been saved through faith, right? The Greek for that word saved has a literal translation of to be rescued from all harm and danger, right? Or to make be safe and sound, right? And so what God has given us through Jesus is a perfect, complete salvation that will never fail until we are safely home. We will be secured, safe, and sound, right? And that's a blessing for all who have been baptized for the remission of their sins and be faithful until death, right? So to summarize, mga kapatid, everything that we talked about, yes, we will have tears, you know, as long as we walk in this world, but let's praise God that a day is coming when He will wipe every single tear away forever. There will never be tears of death, no more tears of despair, tears of persecution, of mockery. There will never be tears of distance, of waiting for the Lord, and He will wipe them all away, and those tears will never return again. So if you somehow feel these tears in your life this time, I pretend you can find the help you need, as always, in Jesus. There's no other way other than Him. Jesus said, Matthew 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Right, so I hope that message gave you comfort, peace, and encouragement to keep going in your faith in Jesus. And if you've not been baptized to wash away your sins, well, you need to be baptized. Repent of your sins and be baptized to wash them away and be closer to Jesus. And if you're a Christian, you've been baptized to wash away your sins, all the same, keep close to Jesus. But that's our message today, mga kapatid. Thank you for being with me. God bless. Let's bow our heads and let us pray. Our great loving Heavenly Father, Lord, there's no one like You. Always loving, gracious, but at the same time, a just God. Lord, we come to You now in prayer and in humility, praising You once again, Lord. Again, thank You for the many blessings. Even though we're not deserving of these blessings, Lord, both physically and spiritually. Lord, thank You for giving us another time in studying Your holy word, that we can hear it, that we can study it, Lord, that we can worship together in songs as well, even though we are far away from each other. Lord, thank You for Your word, words that always shed light on the things that we have to do, and also shed light to the things that we don't, that we are not to do. We thank You, Lord, for this guidebook that You have given us, Lord. Help us remember that our lives belong to You and we need to serve You. Help us to remember that our sufferings, our tears will be wiped away as long as we remain faithful to You. Let us always remember that there will be no more tears of death, tears of despair, of persecution, of tears waiting for You. Lord, we know that You are coming, that Your Son is coming a second time. Lord, please be with those who are sick. Once again, those who have COVID and many other health issues, Lord, we pray for Your healing hands upon them. Be with those who have lost their loved ones because of it, because of these sickness. Lord, we pray for Your peace, for Your comfort, upon these families that were left behind, especially amongst our brothers and sisters. please continue to strengthen us, Lord, in this time of hardship. Please bless our frontliners, Lord, once again. We pray for everyone in general with many other hardships and difficulties that we cannot describe, Lord, that is unique for each and every individual, unique for each and every Christian, Lord. You pray for each and everyone. Please bless our ministries. Continue to bless this platform, Lord, the Lighthouse Radio. We thank you for the DJs, for all of the contributors, singers, speakers. Please continue to bless it so they can bless more people, especially amongst our Filipino brethren all over the world, and also Christians in general all over the world who are listening, Lord. Please bless our missions in spreading the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ, so we can save more souls, especially during this time, Lord, where we ask for the forgiveness of our many sins. Help us also to be forgiving to others as well. Lord, we may forget many things in our prayers. If we have forgotten those other things that we should mention, Lord, we trust the Holy Spirit will bring them to you, what's inside our hearts. And may the grace of Jesus Christ and your love and the fellowship of your Holy Spirit be with us all. All of these we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, your Holy Son. Amen.